This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we have a very special episode that's all about creativity, community, and the power of meaningful connection amongst female entrepreneurs. I'm very excited because this all started with one of my favorite longtime coaching clients, Leslie Gottlieb, who's here in studio, who has really transformed her life and career, and she is just soaring. And it all started out with her awesome The Leslie Lives, a weekly live Instagram show, Fridays at noon, and now her incredible fun-first community called Aerepreneur, which has been a sensation, gaining extraordinary momentum, and you're going to find out all about what that means today. But I have to tell you something else very exciting. When I walked into the studio today, and this has been almost 7 years that I've been here, 51 weeks a year, and it's never happened, guess who I bumped into? Moses Neimer, the owner of this station. And it was so exciting, and we had a lovely chat, and it just made my day. It just kind of put me in a state of, well, you got it, bliss. So thank you, Moses, for all that you do, for this beautiful station, and for giving me the opportunity to do Finding Your Bliss and help people take one step closer to finding happiness and bliss in their lives. So with all of that in mind, we're going to find out today about this wonderful Aerepreneur, which is the brainchild of Leslie Gottlieb. And, you know, you have to just wonder, like, what is your era? Are you in the healing era, your peaceful era, your wellness era, your travel era, your family era, your friendship era, your romantic era, or your bliss era, like I'm in right now? Leslie also introduced me to many of her fellow female entrepreneurs, all fabulous business owners. So today, first, we're going to meet Leslie, founder and creator of Aerepreneur, Leslie Gottlieb. And also on the program, Drink Juice Co.'s Nadia Kotsos, who I've known for years. And we're drinking her fabulous juice today, the Skinny, which, and honestly, this is the best juice in the city. It's beyond. It's tasty. It's healthy. It's just fantastic. I can't get enough of it. And I'm so excited to be drinking it again today. And also on the program is Seat Square's Natalie Galifant. I'm sitting on a seat square. You're going to find out all about what that means today. And also, not in studio, but she is remotely going to be part of this show, McRose Design Co.'s Emily McClellan. All of this and more coming up. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about Leslie Gottlieb. So Leslie is a mama, content creator, host, speaker, writer, producer with a passion for visual storytelling and creative collaboration. Working across film, television, commercials, digital content, and new media, Leslie has 18 years of professional experience in the media industry. You began your career, Leslie, in radio at 92.5 Jack FM as an on-air personality, then moving to television, working in children's TV at DHX Media. In 2010, Leslie's entrepreneurial spirit led her to co-found KLP, a Toronto-based video production company that specialized in creating original and branded content across all media platforms. Leslie has had the pleasure of working with global brands like TD Bank, PlayStation, and one of her short films premiered at TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival. Most recently, her career shifted again when she stepped into a marketing role where she led the launch of a revolutionary, eco-friendly, proudly Canadian reusable bottle called Smart Bottle. And guess what? I have mine right here. It's pink, of course. And I use it all the time and I love it. And currently, Leslie has returned to her on-air passion with her latest venture, Hey, It's Leslie, where she creates content that celebrates female entrepreneurs, and she promotes incredible female-founded products, events, and services. Her platform also shares content about mom life and comedy, because she's got a background in comedy. You'll hear all about that as well. So she launched The Leslie Lives. It's a weekly Instagram show every Fridays at noon, and she features other female entrepreneurs about their journey in business. And it's really great. And she'll tell you about that as well. But what we're really here to talk about today is Aerepreneur. Leslie is the founder of that, a fun-first community designed to redefine the entrepreneurial experience for women. And it's really inspired by her own real path doing this, figuring it out, the countless conversations with fellow female founders. And I think you created Errapreneur, Leslie, to create more joy, laughter, play, fulfillment to the entrepreneurial ride. It's not always about the bottom line. You want to laugh and giggle and have fun and connect, and that's a big part of what you do. So through events, storytelling, and meaningful connections, the platform brings together like-minded women, many of whom are here today, to grow, collaborate, and support one another, not just as entrepreneurs, and this is so important, but as whole creative human beings stepping confidently into their next era. Leslie, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss, live in person this time.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. Judy, I'm speechless right now. This is just such an honor. It's so beautiful. I almost feel emotional. I probably will shed a tear. I didn't put on mascara for that reason. I'm just so honored to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
I'm so delighted to have you here. And I'm so excited because, Leslie, when you were first interviewed about Errapreneur, the launch hadn't even happened, and now the soft launch has happened. The really big September launch is happening. You're going to tell us about that in 3 weeks. But can you first just describe for us exactly about your brainchild, Errapreneur, what it's all about, and how it helps all of these entrepreneurs in so many different areas?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that question. As you said, Errapreneur is a fun-first community for female entrepreneurs and women in business, and it's really about infusing more fun, joy, play, fulfillment back to the entrepreneurial ride, to stop feeling so alone, to feel like you have a sisterhood with you, and to cheer you on and to fill your personal and professional cup. So all of that, plus the business growth, plus the focusing on, you know, business strategies and things like that. But we want to pair the two. We want to pair the two.
Absolutely. And for a frame of reference, I always think of how Taylor Swift's Eras Tour celebrated all the different eras in her musical journey. So I'm just wondering if you can tell us how Errapreneur helps women celebrate all of their different eras and what would be some of those eras. I know for you, as your longtime OG life coach from many years, that your eras that I've watched you experience are your production company era, your comedy era, your body gem era. You taught exercise classes, body gem. Your real estate era, your mom era, your peaceful era. And what era would you say you're in right now, Leslie?
You know, Judy, that's a great question. I love that question. I love asking that question. I love answering it. And I thought about it today, and I think about it a lot, and I realized that I'm in my community era. Wow. I really am. Honest, you know, as I move through this journey, I the power of community is helping me. It's helping others, but it's also helping me. Yeah. You know, we have something called early rising era in the community, and I've been trying to redesign my mornings forever and a day. And even though I know what to do, I know all the things, I put it in the community, and there are other like-spirited women who also want that. And in community, we do it. We are showing up. I am in my community era. It's the community is what helps me, and it helps others. And that is what is helping me change and redesign my life so I can step into my best era yet. So that's the era I am in. And when I'm feeling down or when I'm feeling up, like, it's just having that community around me to cheer me on, to listen to me, to give me that advice, to give me a shoulder, whatever it is. Having those people there, having these incredible female entrepreneurs there that have become biz besties as well is truly magical. It's so soul fulfilling, and the power of community really is that.
Totally. And we all rise together, right? Yes. When we're together, we're stronger than we are as individuals. And it's funny, in the olden days, and I've had celebrities on the show who, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, women were more competitive, but not anymore. We collaborate now.
We do.
Rise together, and you're like at the forefront of this, which is so awesome.
Thank you.
So I just also should mention to everyone that you have a Leslie Lives on Instagram show every Friday at noon. It just had season 2 premiere last week.
Yes.
And I love that the guests on your show are actually your members.
Yes.
And you're able to celebrate them. Can you tell us briefly about Leslie Lives?
Okay, sure. You know, the Leslie Lives is so fun. And it was interesting because we were on a little summer hiatus before we came back for season two. And so it was interesting because when we did come back for season two, I was again in my bliss. And I always think of you, Judy, because you've been my bliss coach forever. And so it was really interesting for me. And so back to your question, what is the Leslie Lives? It's a really fun, wonderful show. It's a platform where I get to sit down with female entrepreneurs and women in business and hear their story, their journey, their, you know, and also hear about their products. It, you know, so many of the women that I have the honor of meeting, the things that they have done to create these products, these businesses, amidst being moms and daughters and sisters and like all the roles that we play. Yes. And yet we're still showing up, you know, after a night, you know, for like a night, you know, a restless night, or we're sweating or whatever. And we're still with the lashes and doing the R&D and getting the patents. I mean, what the women I have had the honor of meeting and getting to know what they have done is just, it's so inspiring. And so on the Leslie Lives, I get to sit down with these incredible women and share their story.
I love that. And what's so great, everyone, is there's also an in-person and virtual parts of your community. Can you just explain briefly about how it all works? Because the in-person, we're going to meet Nadia Kotsos, mm-hmm. who you're collabing with at Drink Juice Co. every Tuesday. Yes. And it is a sight for sore eyes to see these 21 women sitting outside under that gorgeous white awning and drinking her fabulous juice and matcha and coffee. Yes. And wow. Yes. And, but you were like, that was sort of your inspiration, and you're working on it together, and it's unbelievable. I mean, and magical what happens.
Nadia is so magical. She is just an incredible person. She is so wonderful. Her founder story is truly inspirational, and I've had the great pleasure of knowing her for a few years now. You introduced me to her, and I love her products, and I love her mission and her business. And and you know, one day I came in and I was sharing about my community, and she was like, why don't you bring the community here? And I thought to myself, for real? Like, that would be a dream come true. She was like, absolutely. So encouraging, so supportive, and so magical. And so Drink Juice Co. sponsors it's called Brews and Besties, and we meet every Tuesday at 10 a.m. It's not about being polished. It's about being present.
Real.
We come
connecting
together. It's just casual, and people are forming friendships. People are bringing our product-based women. They bring some of their products. People are buying journals over the table and seat squares and flowers, you know, and it's just so rewarding. It is so beautiful to see. And then we introduce each other, and people are also forming like business collaborations. Like, this person specializes in this and this person has this product. And so the two of them are now working together. So it's truly magical. And Nadia gave us that opportunity to meet there, and Drink Juice Co. itself. Oh, there's just a magical energy on that
awesome
patio.
It's so
just
awesome.
It's just incredible. And to go back, I know you did ask me about, I did go off on a tangent there, but you did ask me because there is an online piece and then there's the in-person. So Aerapreneur, we do definitely celebrate the in-person magic. That is so important. So we make a point of every month we have the baseline at Drink Juice Co., which is just wonderful. And then on top of it, we always offer reimagined networking opportunities to bring people together, that to bring our members together. So a few weeks ago, we did improv comedy for business workshop at the Comedy Bar. And then we're going to have nails and networking. And so it's really about shaking up how we come together.
You did a cooking evening.
Yes, at the Chef Upstairs, we did chef working, where we made pappardelle pasta, and it was just delicious. And it was incredible. And then the online piece is just that we have an app and an online platform. So when you become a member, you create a profile, you can promote your business, you can message with other members. So it's super supportive. And then we have virtual sessions, expert-led workshops. So it's a really cohesive community where you get online offerings as well as in-person magic.
That's so awesome. You're having an official launch party on September 17th at a very cool place.
Yes.
You're putting on exciting events celebrating young female entrepreneurs. What are some of the highlights? How do you get in on it? Tell us about it.
Yes. So on Wednesday, September 17th it's a celebration of female entrepreneurs and women in business and the official launch of the Aerapreneur community. It's happening at the gorgeous Jessica Gorlicky design studio, her art gallery. She is a renowned artist in the city and beyond. She is incredible, Jessica Gorlicky, and we are going to, and so we're doing that as a collaboration as well. And so guests that can that come and attend, they will experience a live art performance from Jessica, as well as delicious food and mocktails. And then we will have a comedy show with some special guests.
Awesome.
So we're collaborating with the Comedy Bar on that. And then a female-founded marketplace. So very curated marketplace so people can shop the experience and women supporting women.
I'm in.
You're in. Okay.
I'm coming.
Yes. So you got to come.
Sounds fantastic. We're going to hear more about how you can get in on this, how you can follow Errapreneur on Instagram, how you can follow Hey, It's Leslie, the Leslie Live Show, also on Instagram at the end of the show.
Amazing.
We're going to go on a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to meet one of your collaborators, Drink Juice Co.'s Nadia Kotsos.
Woo!
We'll be right back, everyone. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, and I'm joined now by the founder of Drink Juice Co., Nadia Kotsos. But before we meet Nadia, I just want to give a shout-out to this week's segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. Thanks to Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, they'll take care of it, while always going the extra mile to make sure you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer you free pickup and delivery, so it's easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. And thanks, Ashford. We love you. And now I'm going to tell you about the wonderful, who I've known for many years, but not seeing you face to face. It's always on the phone,
right,
on the fly. Nadia, please, I need a drink juice company. Juices right away. Aww. I'm going on a cleanse. So Nadia Kotsos, I want to tell you all about her. She's a certified holistic nutritionist and the founder of Drink Juice Co., established in 2015. Inspired by her personal health and wellness journey, Nadia launched the company to empower others to lead healthier lifestyles through nutrition-approved, nutrient-dense juices. She's a graduate of the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. She brings a strong focus on digestive health to every offering. With a hands-on, thoughtful approach, Natty ensures each juice is something she would use herself, reflected in her guiding philosophy. What we provide, I have at home myself, Nadia says. Nadia, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. So
Thank
great to
you.
Have you here in person.
So nice to see you.
As you can see, I'm lapping up this skinny drink juice, called one of my favorite drinks. I really do love your juices.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not just saying that, as you know, because
yes.
you know,
yes.
I think it was a 2-year period where I got them every Tuesday or something. They're tasty and they really work whether you're on a weight loss journey or looking for more vitality or more good health. And I know initially the juices were mostly geared towards people with cancer or autoimmune disorder. And as you've described, people with these conditions can't have juices that have a lot of fruit in them. So you were catering to people initially who were very ill. So that was your average client initially. And then during COVID, you kept your doors open. And people were scared, as many of us were during COVID, and they wanted to talk. And you were there to talk to. And you met so many people during that time. Can you just say more about how Drink Juice Co. has evolved and celebrities go to it. And I know Melissa Grillo drinks your juices and you know, Cheryl Hickey and so many people.
Yes. Yeah. So Drink Juice, this year is 10 years. It's insane to think that I've been there for 10 years, day in and day out. And it's definitely evolved so much. I've always focused on digestive health from the very beginning. And it's so beautiful to see people
take more control and more care of their own health. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, it was tricky. Like, my juices are not sweet juices, and they weren't in my opinion, and especially compared to other businesses out there, they weren't the tastiest juices, but they are definitely the healthiest, and that's what I focus on. And I really want to make sure that everybody's leaving healthier and happier than when they came in.
Absolutely. But they are tasty. That's the interesting thing. They're so good. And so you feel good, but they also taste good. And it's funny, I had talked to you on the phone before this interview, and I asked you, you know, when you see what's happening, you know, with Leslie Gottlieb, Airpreneur, 21 people or more sitting outside laughing and joking and connecting and all this. What did you think? What do you think about that?
Honestly, they bring so much energy. And I have to tell you, like, to know Leslie is to love her. And everyone she brings to that patio is just like her, kind, happy, excited. They have so much love to give. They just want to share with everyone. So for me, it's so beautiful to have that patio filled with so much love. And that's why I love having you there.
We're both crying.
I love that. What a team you guys are. You're amazing. It's really spectacular. I love being in those pictures. Aww. Just in part of that vibe. Yeah. It's so fun. And I also asked you what your people are going to see when they come into the store. And you answered such a wonderful way to me. You said, it's how people feel.
Yeah. Yeah. When they walk you were in. Asking, like, what do people see when they walk in? And all I could think was, it's not about what they see. Like, it's all about the feeling and the feeling that we've created there. And that store has survived on kindness. And that's what I just always want to push forward. And when somebody walks in, I just really want them. And I think that they do is just feel like they're being hugged and cared for. And we listen to everything that they're going through. And actually, people inspire some of my juices. One of my cancer clients inspired me to make a drink called Joy to the World because I listened to his story. I would see what he was constantly getting. I really wanted him to have more greens in his life. So I created a drink called Joy to the World that's full of greens, but also has the medicinal amount of ginger in there. So he's still getting that ginger kick he really wanted. And no fruit, of course, because that's just how I believe in my drinks to be made, especially for someone who has autoimmune or cancer. And it's so
you deliver everywhere. Like I'll literally call you on a Tuesday morning and it'll be there by 11. But you deliver to further places.
Yeah, we go all the way up to Niagara. We go down to past Whitby, Pickering. We go to Aurora and Barrie every Tuesday. So it's lovely. It's so nice. Yeah.
I love the story about how the cleanse originally came from Beyoncé and how she made this lemonade cleanse that was very famous. I remember it. And you've done every cleanse in the book because you talk about how you had some health issues when you were younger. And you noticed that the lemonade cleanse made you feel depleted. And you wanted to create a juice cleanse that was full of vitamins and minerals to feed and nourish your body and ultimately other people's bodies as well. Can you say more?
Yeah,
what's the best?
Of course. So I have so many cleanses, and I've done almost every cleanse under the sun. But one thing that I really wanted to do was take that lemonade cleanse and just make it more nutrient dense, because that's where I feel like our body starts to heal. We need those micronutrients and to help us heal our body and get everything back in order. So I took that baseline of a drink, and then I added a lot of herbs like dandelion root, camu, horsetail, everything that's going to help support the liver health, kidney health, immune system.
So great. What are the benefits of juices and juice cleansing and all of it? What are the greatest benefits?
I'd say it's just an easy way for your body to absorb nutrients. When we are in a state of poor digestion, or we have blockages or things not working properly in our system, it is hard for our body to digest food properly and get all the nutrients from our glorious food. Now, when it comes to juice, all of that fiber, we have soluble fiber and insoluble fiber, but all that fiber that can make it tough for you to digest is gone. And now it's just all these micronutrients going straight into the bloodstream.
Nice.
Yeah, which I love.
Is there a juice? I know I'm drinking probably one of the most popular ones, the skinny, but what would you say are the two top or the couple?
For sure, the skinny and sweet greens are our most popular juices, but then I have my favorites, which is Rise and Rhine. It's a grapefruit jalapeno, which I love to have before a workout. And right now I'm drinking Yummy Dew, which is great for after a workout. Yeah.
Nice. I want to go work out just so I can have a Yummy Dew. Yay. Okay, body and soul. I've got somebody at Body and Soul who's really on me. Don't worry. I'm going to do a workout and then I'll go have some Yummy Dew. Okay. I have to ask you about your smoothies. So everyone, they're famous.
Yes.
100%. You do make the best smoothies in the city by far.
And I am biased.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Can you tell us about some of the highlight smoothies?
Yeah. So just like our juices, we make everything with a purpose. So when it came to creating smoothies, I wanted to make sure I was doing the same thing. And another thing that I always look for, even when I'm going somewhere else to buy a smoothie, is I want to make sure that all the bases, like nut milks, orange juices, are all made there. Mm-hmm. That way I know I'm not getting anything that has preservatives or additives, stabilizers.
Totally.
That's what I want to avoid. So we make all of our nut milks, all of our juices in-house that we use in our smoothies. And then on top of that, again, they're not very sweet. They're more of that nutrient-dense, focused, functional type of a smoothie.
And you use acai?
Yeah.
Berry from Brazil, antioxidants.
That's right.
And you grow wild blueberries.
Yeah.
And you pair those together,
which is
phenomenal for women's health and men's health as well.
That's right.
So good. And you also carry that, I never know how to say this, the Shunisa protein.
Yeah, the Shunisa. Yes, yeah. They're an amazing company. Actually, everyone that I carry in my store, I make sure I know who the owner is. I want to know that founder. I want to understand why they've created it. And I stand behind anything that they stand behind. I know that they're making it from the heart, just like we are. And that's what I love to have. I want to speak honestly. I want to share things that are truly, genuinely good for somebody's health.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Yeah. So tell us more about Brews and Besties, what people will see if they come on a Tuesday, because it's like the best offering in the city.
It is.
You're getting free coffee. You're getting free stuff.
Matcha. Yeah. So Brews and Besties, it was actually so sweet when Leslie came in. She was telling me about her project, and I fell in love with it. I just love how genuine she is, and I love how much she wants to share and give, and she truly gives everything from her heart.
Yeah.
And it's such a lovely meetup. You come on a Tuesday, 10 a.m., and the patio is packed. And you might not be a part of it, but you'll feel everything that those women are sharing.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yes, the feeling's mutual. Yeah, it's just such a wonderful opportunity that Nadia has given to the Aeropreneur community and for Aero members. And people now, everybody, like, they look forward to it. Yeah. People have said, like, Tuesday's now their favorite day of the week. Like, you know, and the feeling is mutual. Yeah. I mean, you're so generous. Yeah, I mean, we're both like, you hang up. Like, we because honestly, and you know, it was so nice when I came in with my son, my hair was in a bun. I just like, and I was able to share this story, and you gave me this opportunity. You were like, come here. And I guess I tell that also because it just, I don't know, you can just come as you are. That's what Nadia is, just, you know,
it's
just
true.
Come as you are.
It's
you
true.
Don't have to do anything.
Thing,
it's just because it's from, she, you know, you're meeting heart to heart.
Yeah.
That's what you're meeting. And
that's
that,
so sweet.
That
yeah.
It was really so, we're so grateful to be doing
what
this collaboration.
I know we're going to say this again and again, but very quickly, best way to follow you on Instagram is Nadia.
Drinkjuice_CO. And you can purchase our product online at drinkjuiceco.com. And or come in the store.
Or come in on Tuesday at 10 a.m., which is the best.
Exactly.
And you have more things. You have juices, but you sell other things as well. Yeah, what are some of the other things you offer?
I actually also create a powder. It's called Within Wellness. I do a greens powder, fiber powder, and lymphatic powder. I make those all from scratch, just the same way I make our juice. No stabilizers, no fillers, no flavors. It's just straight product that is going to increase the vitamins and minerals in your body.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and Leslie, hey, it's Leslie, and Aeropreneur on Instagram is?
Yes. So Aeropreneur is at aeropreneur.co. And then Hey, It's Leslie is at hey, like I always say to people, hey, it's Leslie G. So at hey, it's Leslie G. And then if people want to check out more about the community, they can also go to our website, which is www.arapreneur.co.
.co. Great. Love that. Love that. Love that. Guys, that was so great. We're going to go on a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Natalie Galifant of Seat Square. I'm sitting on a Seat Square right now. We'll be right back, everyone, back in a moment. Thank you.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. I'm here in the studio with these awesome entrepreneurs. This feeling, the vibe here is so fabulous, led here by Leslie Gottlieb and her many fellow entrepreneurs, Nadia Kotsos from Drink Juice Company. And now I'd love to welcome Natalie Galifant from Seed Square to the program. Oh, yay, Natalie. You have such a great vibe about you, too. I know Leslie has said that to me, but I noticed that as well when we first met. Let me tell you all a little bit about Natalie. Before we meet her, she is the creator of Seat Square, luxurious portable protection and elevated comfort wherever you sit. So at a picnic on the grass, in an Uber wearing white, you name it, handcrafted seat cushions and covers. Nadia creates these luxurious seat cushions and covers for comfort, insulation, dirt, stains, and odors. She's also created the new Cushy, the Luxe Seat Cushion for sports parents. That's cool. The Seat Square is wonderful for protecting your clothing and for creating insulation from the heat and cold. Sit beautifully with the Seat Square. And as I just mentioned, I'm sitting on one. It's pink. And it comes in this beautiful little kind of purse thing with this pretty little bracelet. She'll tell you all about it. It's very, very cool. Natalie, welcome. Natalie Galifant and Seat Square, welcome to Find Your Bliss. I'm so happy to have you join us
today.
Thank
you for having me, Judy. This is very exciting.
You have such a fascinating story. And we did a pre-interview actually while I was sitting at Starbucks.
Yes.
And I was typing away and we talked. And I loved hearing about how you were an acclaimed champion figure skater and part of the elite synchronized skating team called Black Ice,
yes,
who not only won nationals in 1996 to 1998, but won the world championship in Finland in 1998. What a fabulous backstory and story in general. Can you tell us just briefly what you loved most about this wonderful skating era in your career?
Yeah, that was my skating era, and it sometimes feels like a lifetime ago, but it was such an integral part of my life and helped shape me into who I am today, because I was a very painfully shy kid growing up.
Wow.
Would not talk to people. I was like, yeah, very, very shy. And synchronized skating, being a team sport, was so great in the sense that it allowed me to really connect with my teammates on a different level. And Black Ice was just an elite team that was formed, and it was just the most beautiful sisterhood that we formed, and I'm still such good friends with my skating teammates today. And we sometimes go and watch world championships in different countries, turn them into girls' trips, and it's really something special.
I love it. For a while after you did your main skating, you did some coaching of the junior team.
Yes.
But as you said, these sisterhood friends, you celebrate with them, you travel together, and I love that that's still part of your life.
Yes.
That's such a wonderful thing. So I also know, and we were not sure if we're going to talk about this,
right,
since all of us are crying anyway, it's okay, but you had a very close friend who passed suddenly within 6 weeks. And first of all, I'm very sorry about that. I'm so
sorry for
you.
Yeah, one of my dear teammates, Nicole, I skated with her even before Black Ice. We skated together right from the beginning, and somebody I've known almost my whole life. And yeah, we were at a world championship watching, it happened to be in Hamilton, and you know, doing what we do, having fun, laughing, going out for restaurants, like just giggles nonstop. And 6 weeks later, she passed away, a diagnosis of colon cancer. And that turned my life upside down in the most heartbreaking way. And it's still raw. It's still not something that I share a lot because it is still very difficult to understand. You know, I was always somebody that was like, things happen for a reason. And now it's like, not everything happens for a reason, but things just happen. And learning to adjust to that mentality. And Nicole's passing actually became a driving force for me starting Seat Square. And it was just YOLO, you know, you only live once, and your life on this earth is very precious, and you don't know when it's going to end. And we always had this idea, I had this idea for Seat Square, and it was like, if not now, when? And that was then, that fall after the summer that she passed, was when we decided to go, myself and my business partner decided to go all in with Seat Square and give it a go.
She would love that. Because you created something special in her memory, right?
And I think she would.
And she's being memorialized right here on Zoomer Radio today.
Absolutely. And she will always have a place in my heart and my teammates' heart. And yeah, she was a very special.
That's incredible. That's yeah, wow. That's a very sad story, but it's so true that we have to live. Like, you know,
absolutely.
There's only today. What's the line from Rent? There's no day like today.
Sing it out loud. And I think that was the big aha moment for me with starting Seat Square was, you know, I had a problem that I wanted to solve, but really it was about following a dream and making, this is kind of our tagline, making sit happen. And obviously it's a play on something that I won't say because it's radio.
I don't want to swear.
But it is. It's all about making sit happen and going after your dreams. And if you have an idea, you know, following through with that idea, and you don't have to have all the answers figured out, and you don't have to know what you're doing, because believe me, on this journey, half the time I don't know what I'm doing, but you just fake it till you make it. And it's just been an amazing journey of learning and growth. And aside from creating what I believe is a beautiful and wonderful product, it's just been an amazing opportunity to learn, grow, and, you know, become this new version of me.
Totally.
Yeah.
You remember I bought it from you at Natty and Leslie's, you know, one of their Tuesday Brews and Besties events on Tuesday morning at 10. I saw it and I was like, okay.
Yeah, you didn't hesitate. There was no hesitation, which I love. Thank you.
I love that if you're wearing white, a Seat Square will help you if you have to get into an Uber or sitting at an outdoor patio. And someone just on my team, Lauren Kaminsky, actually said to me, you know, also when you're at a picnic and you're going outside on the grass, you don't want grass stains and you don't want those grates that come from. So what are some of the other greatest benefits people can get from their Seat Square?
I think it's really just allows you to sit anywhere elevated and in comfort and style. And I think one of the things, you know, part of making sit happen is to get out there, go out there and explore. And, you know, especially past post-COVID, a lot of people were staying indoors and didn't want to go places. And there was a little bit more heightened awareness of the germs around you and stuff. And it's, you don't have to be a germaphobe or anything like that. But even riding the TTC, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Right. You don't want to sit on those seats without a Seat Square. And even just impromptu picnics. And it doesn't have to be something that's planned. It's just about having the portability of Seat Square is small and it's lightweight and you can take it anywhere. And even when you're going out for dinner, it can be your purse. And that's why we did the purse design. So you can just drop your keys, your lipstick in there as well. And then you're good to go. And then the bangle,
I love the gold bangle.
A little bit of bling. So why not? And it's removable. So when you're out for dinner, now you have some instant bling on your wrist. And there's like multi functions. And it really, traveling is probably one of the best case scenarios for using Seat Square, those airplane seats, and then anywhere you want to go and you just want to take in the view of wherever you are on holiday, vacation, and just pull out your Seat Square, put it down, and you're good to go.
And then wash and wear, throw it in the wash.
Exactly.
Hang
machine
it or,
washable and hang to dry.
Hang to dry.
So super simple.
Oh, yeah. So fantastic.
Yeah.
So you've said the biggest surprise and reward of building a business has been the personal growth that comes with it. Can you say more about that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know what like MOQs were and AOVs and, you know, all these like acronyms and different things. So it's learning the business side of things and then also just learning more about myself. And for me, again, you know, going to networking events like a year ago caused me a lot of anxiety. You know, still that shy kid kind of coming back into play. But I challenged myself last summer to go to at least one networking event a month. And that really pushed me to get out of my comfort zone. And I've really started to just get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's just part, I think, of the journey and just learning to connect. And it's opened my eyes and my everything to meeting the most incredible women. And Leslie, like your platform has just, in a couple of short months, like the women that we have met and had a chance to know, it's just, honestly, it's so authentic. It is so meaningful, and I am truly, truly grateful for that opportunity. And I haven't missed a single Brews and Besties. Every Tuesday is in my calendar.
Awesome.
And it's a priority because I know I get so much out of it too. And I've created some incredible friendships and collaborations as well. And I'm so grateful.
Isn't that incredible? Would you say that being on the synchronized skating team helped you in your business? Like, what skills did you learn from doing that that's helped you with this era in your life?
Yes, definitely the skills. I think mainly for coming out of my shell and just being a little bit more confident. And goal setting, I think goal setting is a big thing. The visualization, knowing that you can achieve something that's big and grand, you know, world championship. Did I ever think I would be a world champion? No, but you work towards it and you break it down into steps. So it's just you put in the work, you put in the hours, you do what needs to be done and you commit to it and amazing things will happen.
You've had the discipline and the vision, which is so fantastic.
Exactly.
Natalie, thank you so much for sharing your story. We're going to hear more from you and from everyone at the end of the show. But right now we're going to meet Emily McClellan, the founder of McRose Design Co., who we did an interview with earlier this week. She's an incredible floral designer. Let's roll that clip. Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by Emily McClellan, owner of McRose Design Co. And before we meet her, let me tell you all a little bit more about her. I actually just met Emily yesterday. And Emily McClellan is the founder of McRose Design Co. And she specializes in floral artistry that elevates experiences. From intimate gatherings to large-scale productions, Emily partners with event planners and hospitality teams to bring custom floral visions to life that are rooted in intentional design and seamless execution. With a background in wedding planning and a deep appreciation for the nuances of events, she understands the value of trusted partnerships and impeccable presentation. Whether it's a weekly lobby installation in a hotel or office, a branded floral moment, or a multi-day celebration, Emily's goal is to make your brand shine through fresh, thoughtful blooms. Based in Toronto, McRose Design Co. offers floral services for hotels, venues, and party planners seeking consistent quality, creative flair, and a vendor who shows up as an extension of their team. Emily, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. So delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Judy. I'm lovely to be here too.
What a quick turnaround, right? It just shows you that we make things happen. And thanks to Leslie Gottlieb from Aeropreneur for introducing us. And that was just so great. I met you and you handed me those beautiful pink roses yesterday. And I just said, we've got to make this happen. You're just a delight. As we talked about when I met you, I love flowers and I always dreamed of owning my own flower shop. When did your love affair with flowers begin?
So this is a lovely story because it's from my mother. So my mom actually taught at a flower store and she taught their workshops. Wow. And then when it was time for me to get married, she did my wedding flowers. And that's where I found my love for design and arranging. And from then on, I became a wedding florist and I've been a wedding florist for the last 12 years. Wow. And in between those experiences, I've worked with amazing partnerships and people and personalities and, you know, things grew from there.
Absolutely. You know, there's another serendipitous moment here, which is that I used to write a book called The Toronto Wedding Handbook, which was a humorous, informative guide on how to survive your nuptials in the 90s. It went into 4 editions, and it was sort of the bridal Bible, if you will. And so we would have for sure worked together. But I have to ask you, what was your wedding bouquet made of?
So I got married in the winter. So we had pine cones and white roses and thistle. My background is Welsh and English. So it kind of stemmed through that, and then tartan around the ribbon.
Oh, wow. And yeah. The other flowers, like the flowers that adorned the reception room or the church, like what were some of the other florals?
They were hypericum berries, which are gorgeous. Like, you can get them in all kinds of colors. We had blush, I think, and then lots of whites, the blue thistle. And I used a lot of like pine cone and other kind of those hard textures in the decor too.
That's so fantastic. Your flower arrangements really are so beautiful. And what struck me even yesterday when you brought those beautiful flowers, the pink roses and the assorted flowers, was how creative and different and original they were. There was just something like I'd never seen a bouquet like that. And it really did brighten my day. And you have said, and I quote, "Flowers are grown from seed. They bloom and then they pass. My passion is spreading joy through beauty. Flowers have the ability to help our mood, our productivity, and all the positive brain functions we need." Can you say more about that?
Oh, absolutely. So like I said, I'm also a designer. So that really pulls my energy in, is texture and color and bringing all those things together. So I love using in-season flowers, and I grow some of my own in my backyard, and I use flowers from a lot of local growers in the area. So some are close here in Toronto and some are out in Hamilton or in Niagara.
Wow.
And I've actually started researching for my own use, but also to teach my clients about the positivity that flowers bring in our everyday. So they can actually neurologically wire creativity, productivity, focus. So they're a huge mood booster. And I think everyone should have flowers in their life on the daily.
I so agree with what you're saying. And I know when I don't have flowers, it's something is missing. And I know the minute you have them, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be just a beautiful sprig or whatever it is, a bouquet of some kind or an arrangement. And it just instantly elevates your mood. There's no question about it.
And they're so sensory too. So the smells, the visuals, the texture, everything plays a part in how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about our space.
Absolutely. You also have amazing offerings, Emily. One of them is flower subscriptions for your home, business, office, loved one, or friends. And I found that fascinating. What are flower subscriptions? Is it like a magazine subscription?
Similar. I mean, that's kind of what we're used to. Subscriptions are very different these days. Like, we don't get magazines in the mail anymore, or like a newspaper in the mail anymore. So it's a similar concept, but you get flowers delivered to you every 2 weeks or every month. And what I love about this model is that you can buy a subscription and gift it to someone else. So say, you know, you have a friend in a different city or in a different area of town, and you're just thinking about them. It's something that you can gift, and is like the most appreciated thing is flowers. And I think we need to celebrate more. And so it's an easy way to do that.
That's so great. So how would someone go about doing this? What would be the best way if someone's listening to this right now and says, I want to do that. I need a great creative gift idea. I need a great Christmas or a Hanukkah idea. And wow, I'm out of ideas. There's my idea. What would they do to make it happen?
Absolutely. So my website is www.macrosedesign.com. Everything's on there, or you can search us up on Instagram and shoot me a message if you need something custom.
I love that. You also offer seasonal workshops, which I think I would love to attend one of them. And my understanding is you host a different workshop every season where you teach vase arrangements, how to build a tablescape, how to create beautiful wreaths. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. So one of my loves is teaching people about how to work with flowers. And I find a lot of people like yourself, they find so much joy in doing something tactile with their hands. And working in season is my specialty, my expertise. So every season we'll use what's growing locally and create something together. So say in the fall, we'll do something for Thanksgiving with like those beautiful fall tones or textures. Mm. And then my most popular workshop is actually in the winter time, and we do wreath make. And so we use textures, and I dry citrus oranges and things to embellish. And it's just really a lot of fun.
Can little fairy lights be involved in your Christmas wreaths? Just asking.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm in. You're also involved in brand activations, which is working with companies to personalize their next event or workspace. Briefly, how does this work?
Yes, this is one of actually the most creative parts of what I do. Is a brand will come to me and say, I'm hosting a party or I'm launching a new product, and I will work with them and personalize the event and the decor so that it shows off their brand's personality. So we use flowers to do this. It can be something really fun where their guests or clients can interact with it, or it can be a visual that we work on together to kind of showcase their new launch.
That's so fantastic. I absolutely love that. There's so much that you do. I know you help people strategize planning that event for their business and home, and you really are taking the stress away from them so they can be free to be guests/hosts at their own event and not have all of the stress, which is so great. I know you've also, and you sort of briefly mentioned that you're doing a lot of research on how flowers help with mood and productivity, especially with a lot of people working from home or entrepreneurs that need high levels of focus, that having flowers in your space can affect all of these things and really, really can change everything. What is the number one golden nugget you like to say about what you do and about how flowers can really enhance your life?
I think the biggest piece for me is spreading everyday joy. We get really holed up in like the stress or the things that we have to do each day, drop off the kids, get to the gym, all these things. And I think a lot of us just forget to take a moment and breathe. Mm-hmm. We did a breathing exercise here, like a lot of us do, to focus and channel ourselves. And I feel like spreading joy with flowers is a similar exercise, you know, taking literally a minute to stop and smell the roses, but having that daily practice or that weekly practice that brings your space kind of an equilibrium or yourself, that creative outlet that we all crave all
That's
the time.
So great. I hope you're not like the shoemaker's son who doesn't have any shoes. Do you have lots of flowers in your home?
I do. And my son is so sweet. He's like, Mommy, you can fill the whole house with your flowers. They're so beautiful. And he's seven.
How lovely is that? He's going to have a lucky wife one day because he's probably going to bring her flowers. That's so great. What is the best way? I know you mentioned this already, but just again, for people who might just be tuning in, for people to contact you and connect with you on social media and on your website, just all the socials.
Absolutely. Instagram is our fave. Everyone's a visual these days. And we are at macrosedesign.co. And then our website again is macrosedesign.com. And you can find my email there and reach out anytime.
And I want you to spell that for people because it's such a clever play on words. At first I was going macro. No, it's macrose, R-O-S-E.
Correct.
So just to spell it out.
Macrose, M-A-C-R-O-S-E, design.co for Instagram. And then macrose.com for the website.
Awesome. There's a question, Emily, that we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Emily McClellan?
Bliss for Emily McClellan. That is such it's a lovely thing to talk about. It is taking the time for me. It is stopping and really focusing on the present. You know, I have two little kids, so time flies, but it is having conversations with them and just really sitting down and being in the moment. And obviously with flowers right by my side every day, it really brings me joy.
So lovely. It's been so lovely to have you on the show. I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's just been delightful to have you here.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you. That was such a lovely answer. Thank you, Emily. So now to everyone here in the studio, I have to ask you all the same, beginning with Nadia Kotsos from Drink Juice Co. Nadia, what is bliss for you these days?
Bliss for me is, well, first of all, I have to say, I choose happiness every day. And I think that there's a bliss in understanding that there are good and bad in your day, but choosing happiness really makes a difference.
So true. I'm so with you on that. What's the best way for people to contact you, reach out to you on social media, and get your delicious juices like the one I'm holding, the skinny. Oh my gosh.
_CO on Instagram at www.drinkjuiceco.com. And we're always happy to answer questions.
Thank you so much. And I'll be ordering some juices very soon after the show. Thank you so much. And now, Natalie, I'm going to ask you the same. What is bliss for Natalie Galifant?
I think bliss for me is just having an attitude of gratitude. And I am truly, I go through my day, you know, in a gratitude mindset.
Great.
And I think it's really important because, similar to what Nadia just said, it's a choice whether you choose to be happy or whether you choose to be grateful. And every day you have the opportunity to make that choice. So why not make it a good one?
Yeah. That's so fabulous. Yeah. And what is the best way for people to contact with you and to sit down on a seat square, get one, and connect with you on social media?
Yes. So you can get your seat square at seatsquare.com. And it's S-E-A-T, like a seat, square.com. And we are at seatsquare. Is our Instagram, and we're very active on our Instagram. We share a lot of our highs and lows. We do a lot of storytelling about our journey, as well as showing the, you know, our customers where they're using the seat square. So check us out on Instagram.
Don't sit on it, everyone. I mean, sit on it.
Sit on it.
Don't sit on this decision. Go and get your seat square.
You can do it now.
Love that. And now let's thank you so much for being on the show today. And now let's end where we began. What is bliss these days for Leslie Gottlieb?
Community, being in community with, you know, incredible women, an incredible sisterhood, you know, it's just, it's really blissful to come together, to share authentically, to see each other growing and thriving, to be ourselves. It's very blissful to just have that community, that feel, and feel empowered by those around you as you move through your journey.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. Leslie, what is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media?
Yes. Okay. So you can start at Hey It's Leslie G, at Hey It's Leslie G. And then also for Aeropreneur, it's at aeropreneur.co. And then again, if people are interested in joining the community or learning more about Aeropreneur, they can go to www.aeropreneur.co.
Amazing. And then they can get the app and they can get they can, all of it. They can come to the launch on September 17th because some very exciting things are happening.
Yes.
I can't wait for it. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I really want to thank you all so much, Leslie, Nadia, and Natalie, and Emily, for being on the show today. It was really great to have you all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Judy.
So soulful.
Thank you.
Lovely. Each week, we spotlight a fabulous person like Leslie Gottlieb, Nadia Kotsos, Natalie Galifant, and Emily McClellan, who is living their bliss. Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, find your passion and purpose, gain clarity, and end up being like Leslie, who's doing all these amazing things that are beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm
Thank
so
you,
proud
Judy.
Of her.
Thank you, Judy.
And reach out to me at findyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebreck. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guests again, Leslie Gottlieb, Nadia Kotsos, Natalie Galifant, and Emily McClellan for being on the show today. Also, a very special thank you to our supervising producer, Meg Ruffman, who's actually in the studio today helping us out. Yay, Meg. Thank you so much for being here. And we really appreciate it. And thank you really for all of this, because Meg is the one who helped me get this wonderful position 7 years ago. And I'm so grateful to her. So thank you, Meg. Love you. And another special thanks to Siobhan Kylie. And I just want to take a note here to say producer Chelsea Lockstead, who is unbelievable, an angel on this planet. And sadly, her grandma passed away this morning. So Chelsea, I just wanted to reach out and send our heartfelt and deepest condolences to you and to your entire family on the loss of your beloved grandmother. And her name was Susan Lockstead. So we're all sending you our love and our prayers and thinking about you. And sending a big hug to you right now, all of us here. And also for some thank yous about today's show, Eva Shabbatai, who stepped in to help make this show happen, Olivia Vigiani as well, and audio engineer Juliana Yannuziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, Owen Wolf, right over there. Yay, Owen, thank you. And everyone here at Zoomer. And I have to also thank Adrian Enns, who never gets a thank you in this thing. But Adrian Enns, Shout out to Adrian. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, our wonderful sponsor, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. So for everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
At No Frills, the Price Cut event is on. Get selected varieties of Armstrong cheese for just $4.77. Available until August 27th.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.